I want to talk about from survival mode to transformation. Hello, solo mom. Here are three powerful tools every solo mother needs. So for many solo mothers who struggle, the immediate struggle is usually financial or practical, right? And a lot of times, really, the biggest battle happens in our minds and in our heart and in our spirit. Survival mode can make you feel stuck, fear, in exhaustion, disappointment, and self-doubt, can it? In addition, it's not surprising that studies show that prolonged survival mode rewires our brain to only see threat. But God never created us to merely survive. He created us to live in abundance, with purpose, and victoriously. John 10:10 says, "The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life." One of the central themes of Courage to Believe 21-day Christian devotional for single mom is to learn how to move from simply getting through the day to believing that God still has a future for you and a calling and a purpose for your life. While mentoring aspiring podcasters, I developed a framework for participants to create and maintain a successful podcast. And just as certain tools are necessary to sustain a podcast over the long haul, these spiritual tools will help solo mothers heal, grow, and rebuild their lives from a biblical worldview. These tools go far beyond routine and productivity. You know, these are designed to help you not add something else to your to-do list or add to your routine, or it's not a productivity hack. They will help strengthen your faith, renew your mind, and remind you of who you are in Christ. So next I'm going to talk about these three powerful spiritual tools: mindset renewal, purposeful mission, and Christ-centered mentorship. Sounds interesting, huh? So let's look at the number one tool, the power of renewing your mind. One of the greatest battles single mothers face is the battle of internal voices. It's the story we tell ourselves, those negative self-talk. Not just the voices of critics, former partners, or difficult circumstances, but the quiet voice that whispers to us, "You're not enough, you failed, you'll never recover, you're alone, you're too broken for God to use." Yeah, survival mode is when the lizard brain feeds those lies, because pain has a way of narrowing our vision until all we can see is the struggle right in front of us. But Scripture teaches us that transformation begins in our minds. Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12:12. And I like to pause here to say that I use Scripture as to buttress what I talk about, because alone I can't help anyone. But I know with the power of God and the grace of Jesus Christ behind me, I can help others see what I have been through, how I survived and thrived beyond my lived experience. So renewing your mind means learning to replace the lies that fear and shame implant and replace it with the truth of God's promise. Many single mothers struggle with the imposter syndrome in life itself. We question whether we can raise our children well, whether we can build a stable future for them and ourselves, or whether we can heal emotionally or become the woman God created us to be. Some of us feel disqualified because of past mistakes, failed relationship, and our seasons of disappointment. But throughout the Bible, contrary to popular belief, God repeatedly used impatient, wounded, and overlooked women in the Bible. We're reminded of Hagar, who was abandoned in the wilderness, yet God saw her. Ruth was widowed and uncertain about her future and living in a foreign land. Mary Magdalene carried a painful past, yet became one of the first witnesses to the resurrection. So your current struggle does not erase your future calling. The enemy thrives on keeping women emotionally exhausted and spiritually defeated because a discouraged mother often forgets her authority, her purpose, and her worth. But healing begins when we stop agreeing with the spirit of fear and start agreeing with the word of God. A renewed mindset says, God still has a plan for me, raising my children, leading them to make good life choices, and self-education. My story is not over. I am more than my past. My children can still thrive. God can use my wilderness seasons for His glory. And transformation starts when belief replaces survival thinking. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, says Psalms 23, verse 7. And I'm going to read a quote from James Allen's As a Man Thinketh. Every thought seed sown or allowed to fall into the mind and to take root there produces its own blossoming sooner or later into act and bearing its own fruitage of opportunity and circumstance. Good thoughts bear good fruit, bad thoughts, bad fruit. Okay, so moving on to number two, embracing your current mission. This is your purpose. And before you, scoff at the word purpose, bear with me a little. So have you ever wondered, what is my purpose in life? What am I here for? As a mother, I wasted a lot of time lamenting over what my purpose in life was, not realizing it was right in front of me in the form of my children's well-being. Beloved, children are a heritage of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward, Psalm 127:3. But what do we do with this heritage? Do we squander it? Or do we commit to leave it better than when we discovered it? At a certain time in my life, I remember asking God, what is it I'm supposed to do right now? My kids were grown, and I actually took a 4-month vacation, just a time to rediscover myself. But I was actually I felt adrift, like I didn't know what I was doing or why I was here. And me being who I am, I was asking God, what do you want me to do? And it was like the answer came almost immediately. Do what's in front of you. And that gave me the mindset that whatever it is I'm doing right now is what I'm supposed to be doing. And if it's not, my heart and my mind is open to God's guidance for what it should be. So ask yourself, what is in front of you right now? That's your purpose. Raising children, especially solo, is a huge responsibility. And it's not that we don't take it seriously. Sometimes we're looking for more impressive things to do, finishing college or getting an advanced degree, or maybe we spend time living in the future, impatiently waiting for when the kids leave the nest. Sounds familiar? So many wasted years spent looking somewhere else for purpose that's right in front of us, leading the next generation away from generational abnormality into a legacy of better than before. That's what we ought to be focused on. Without purpose, survival mode becomes a cycle, a vicious cycle. We wake up tired handle the responsibility, put out the fires, go to sleep exhausted, and rinse and repeat. Over time, life can begin to feel mechanical instead of meaningful. That is why purpose matters so deeply, but not the someday purpose, the one you have right now. I get asked a lot, when a solo mother is in the middle of chaos, in perpetual survival mode, how can they get out of this? How can solo mothers move from survival mode to a life of transformation? What does that look like? I encourage you today to start by recognizing that your purpose is right before you. It's not just about food and shelter. That's why it's so important to shift your mindset. Renew your mind. Heal from trauma. Get healthy so you can raise healthy kids and stop dwelling on the past. Lean on Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals, to empower your way through trauma from abandonment, abuse, neglect, grief, and betrayal. And third, empower yourself with God as your co-parent to lead your children away from generational trauma towards building a new way of life for your family. I encourage aspiring podcasters to write a mission statement for their podcast. I'm asking you, solo mom, to write at least a 1-2 sentence mission statement for your family. This way, we can stop dwelling on what we endured and decide what we want our family to be going forward. And the Lord answered me, write the vision, make it plain on tablets, so he may run who reads it. For still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Habakkuk 2, verse 2-3. So here are some sample Christian-centered, biblically-based mission statements. They are also below, so you could look at them and form your own from that. Example one is, with God's help, I am building a legacy of healing, faith, peace, and purpose that will impact my bloodline going forward. And I have a companion scripture that, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24, verse 15. Another example is, I choose faith over fear and transformation over survival as I lead my family toward the future God has prepared for us. And Isaiah 43, 18-19 says, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. And the third example is, with God as my co-parent and guide, I am raising a family grounded in faith, character, courage, and purpose. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22, verse 6. So a mission statement reminds us that even in difficult seasons, our family is still moving somewhere intentionally, not merely reacting to life, but prayerfully building a future with God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4, verse 13. In the same way, a mission statement gives direction to a business or organization, God gives his children purpose to anchor their lives. Purpose keeps you moving when emotions fluctuate. It reminds you why your life matters, even during difficult seasons. Jeremiah 29:11 reminds us, for I know the plan I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. So purpose does not always begin with something big or public. Sometimes it starts quietly. Healing emotionally, becoming spiritually healthy, creating peace in your home, breaking the unhealthy generational cycles, serving others through our story, or finally believing that your life still matters. Your pain may become part of someone else's healing. Many women like me eventually discover that everything they survive becomes the ministry, encouragement, wisdom, or testimony God uses to help others. The Courage to Believe framework encourages single mothers to ask, what has God been trying to grow in me? Does Jesus really understand my struggles? What strength have emerged through my hardship? How can my story glorify God? What legacy am I building for my children? Purpose gives suffering direction. A mission statement is the map that solidifies your vision for that purpose. Without purpose, hardship feels random, and life is a constant struggle. With purpose, even seasons of wilderness can produce transformation, and a mission statement is a tool to keep you grounded. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our trouble, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from the God. For just as we share abundantly in suffering of Christ, we also our comfort abounds through Christ. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3 to 5. And the final part of this three-legged stool is the role of godly mentorship and Christ-centered community. This is how you shift from survival mode to a life of transformation. We were not meant to carry life alone. One of the enemy's greatest strategies is isolation. And while temporary self-isolation is sometimes necessary for healing and well-being, continuous isolation can be dangerous. It can also send the wrong message to our children. It's the cocoon versus the cave idea. So why have you stopped communicating with everyone? Is there a reason you no longer go to church? These are questions to answer honestly so you can maintain emotional support in your solo parenting journey. Proverbs 11:14 warns us that where there is no guidance, people fall. But in an abundance of counselor, there is safety. Isolation convinces single mothers that nobody understands. Asking for help is weak. I made my bed, now I have to do this on my own. Vulnerability is dangerous. Healing must happen alone. But empowerment and growth almost always happens within a nurturing community. Throughout scripture, mentorship and discipleship played a major role in spiritual growth. Naomi guided Ruth. Paul the Apostle mentored Timothy. Jesus Christ discipled his followers closely and relationally. God often sends wisdom, encouragement, and healing through people. But we also must choose our mentors wisely. More importantly, we must be mindful that mentors are humans. After my third divorce, I used materials from Tony Robbins and Joel Osteen to guide me in dealing with the pain I was dealing with. I was dealing with a lot of trauma, of abandonment, of not feeling enough. And those two authors, coaches, mentors, they helped me work through what I was going through practically and emotionally. But I also had my three-legged stool. The other one was prayer and scripture reading through, so I got the help I needed through Jesus Christ. I didn't believe in those two individuals, but I believe that God was using them to heal me. That's the difference. So when they came up as controversial, and even when I hear people say, oh, I would never listen to Tony Robbins, I look at their life and I see that they have never, ever had somebody lead them out of their pain. So they're still in pain, judging and making general statement about something they truly do not understand. But at the same time, I will not swear for anyone. And at the same time, I will use whatever tools is available to me to heal. So I wanted to bring that part out. So don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. Get the help you need to empower you to lead your family. But don't get caught up in their personal drama. Mentorship does not always mean formal coaching, however. Sometimes mentorship comes through a trusted pastor, a spiritually mature friend, Bible study groups, as it did for me, a counselor, a devotional like Courage to Believe, a podcast like Solomon's Talk, or someone whose testimony strengthens your faith from afar. Healthy mentorship reminds single mothers that we're not alone in our struggles. It's helped us to continually improve, support us when we get discouraged, and provide an atta girl when we achieve an objective or reach a goal. Effectively, it provides accountability, encouragement, perspective, emotional support, wisdom during difficult decisions, spiritual guidance during seasons of uncertainty. Many solo mothers are trapped in survival mode because we lack safe spaces where we can heal honestly and grow spiritually. Healing accelerates when women stop hiding and start connecting. Ecclesiastes 4:9 says, two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. A Christ-centered community helps restore courage when the challenges you face drain you. The idea for Solomon's Talk came about after I participated in a 9-week discovery group called Be Transformed. A healthy community or mentorship guides you towards wholeness and purpose, reminding you that you're not alone. So, with all this in mind, I encourage you to move from survival mode to a life of transformation. And remember, it's not an overnight process. It is a daily decision to trust God, especially when life feels uncertain. The journey begins with three powerful tools: renewing your mind with God's truth, recognizing your current life's mission or purpose, surrounding yourself with godly mentorship and Christ-centered encouragement. These three tools help solo mothers move beyond merely surviving difficult seasons and into lives marked by healing, wisdom, courage, and spiritual growth. The goal is not perfection. The goal is transformation. And transformation begins when you have courage to believe that God sees you, God loves you, God has a purpose for your life, and your story is still being written. If this episode resonates with you, grab a copy of Courage to Believe 21-Day Christian Devotional today. It's designed to help solo mothers walk through their pain and connect your story with the everlasting story of grace, because God sees you. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe and follow me to get more updates from the devotional and from life as a solo mother. Thank you.